You can't negotiate with a disease, and that's partly why Ebola is so scary. And that's also why there is some hope in negotiating your way out of a war. You can talk to the enemy, but how do you get bitter enemies to sit down and negotiate? Well, also by talking. But when the enemies are Israel and Hamas, they can't talk to each other, not right now anyway, after Gaza. So the talks right now between Israel and Hamas are indirect. Gershon Baskin knows all about this. He helped get Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit released from captivity in Gaza 3 years ago through indirect talks. I asked Mr. Baskin, first off, what do indirect talks actually mean?
Well, indirect means that I was not a representative of the government of Israel. So I was a go-between between the government of Israel and Hamas, because both the government of Israel wouldn't talk directly with Hamas and Hamas wouldn't talk directly with the government of Israel. So I was a, as they call it in these kind of negotiations, there was an element of deniability involved. They could say that they weren't negotiating directly.
And why would you want to deny a sense of progress?
Well, you want to deny that you're talking to someone who's sworn to your non-existence. It would be breaking enormous political codes if these two sides that deny each other's right to exist were to acknowledge each other by talking directly. That's exactly what's happening now in the negotiations in Cairo, where you have Hamas sitting in a delegation of the Palestinians, but the Israelis are not talking directly with them. In fact, the Egyptians aren't talking directly to them either.
Wow. So how indirect are the parties ensured that the talks will be? I mean, are we talking about keeping negotiators in separate hotels, or, you know, they wouldn't want to have these awkward moments in the elevator if they were in the same hotel?
Well, in Cairo, during the talks, the final rounds of talks for the release of the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit back in 2011, the talks were taking place mostly in an Egyptian intelligence base. And the two delegations were in two separate buildings, and the Egyptian mediators were going back and forth. There were times that the Israeli officials who were there told me that they saw the Hamas delegates walking by the room. And one of them even tried to make eye contact, but it was not successful.
So do the governments of either side have kind of their own negotiators, or is it essentially kind of proxies like you were?
Well, no. These talks that are going on now in Cairo are officials. The Israeli delegation is being headed by an official from the Ministry of Defense, and on his team is the National Security Advisor, the head of the Israeli Shin Bet, the Israeli Security Agency, and a government official who's in charge of the government activities, with the rank of general, in charge of government activities in the occupied territories. On the Palestinian side, the delegation is being headed by a representative of President Abbas from the Fatah side. There are other Fatah people in the delegation. Then there are representatives of the other Palestinian factions, the Hamas, the Islamic Jihad, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, one or two other people, the Communist Party. So it's an all-Palestinian delegation representing all the political parties on the Palestinian side.
And yet, politically, things are still very fraught among the Palestinians. There's still this internal struggle between Hamas and Fatah. And just to remind listeners for shorthand, we can say Hamas is the party of Gaza and Fatah that of the West Bank. So how are these talks affecting Palestinian unity? Are they on the same page?
Well, at the end of April, the Fatah and the Hamas movements agreed to enter into final negotiations for the formation of a national reconciliation government, which they completed in May. And President Abbas announced the formation of a national reconciliation government, which would not be with members of either Fatah or Hamas, but be supported by all Palestinian factions. And that is, in fact, the makeup of the delegation that's going there. And the agreement, I assume, that will be signed in Cairo between the warring parties will be, on the Palestinian side, the representatives of the National Reconciliation Government.
So what's in it for the government in Egypt to stick themselves in the middle of these warring parties right now?
Well, that's a very good question. Egypt is trying to reassert itself as a leader in the Arab world after the fall of the Muslim Brotherhood, the takeover of Egypt by Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who fought his war against the Muslim Brotherhood. And Hamas is really a part of that Muslim Brotherhood. He doesn't want on his border in Sinai a warring party and a war raging on that could destabilize the streets of Egypt. So this is in his interest to make sure that Gaza is quiet. Egypt does not also want to end up taking any responsibility for Gaza, and they're very careful to maintain their position as mediators, but not as stakeholders.
Mr. Baskin, based on your own experience in indirect talks, describe what you imagine the atmosphere to be right now in Cairo. I mean, would folks be yelling at each other, or is it kind of more civil?
No, it's quite civil, and the Egyptians are very, very qualified and experienced mediators. And the fact that the sides are not sitting in the same room means that there's no screaming going across. The Israelis have gone back and forth between Cairo and Jerusalem, and the Palestinians are busy consulting with their folks back in Gaza, in Beirut, in Doha, in Ramallah as well, of course.
It almost sounds like it's a timeout for children to just sit down and look at each other.
Well, it is kind of a timeout right now. Often these negotiations look like kindergarten. There's a lot of honor involved and a lot of who takes the first step and who makes the first compromise. Neither side wants to give a victory to the other side, particularly when they have such arch enemies involved like Israel and Hamas.
Gershon Baskin, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.